Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I thought Severino was very, very impressive yesterday. And what impressed me the most about Luis Severino is that first at bat. Okay, here he is making his return. Guy hasn't pitched all season long. He's back. He's pumping the fastball at 97. He's facing Brian Goodwin. And Brian Goodwin would not give in. And he's fouling pitches off. I think it was a 12-pitch at-bat. Welcome back, Luis Severino. You're going to have a limited pitch count. I'm not going to let you throw too many pitches. He ended up throwing 67. And the first guy he faces gives him a war, gives him a 12-pitch at-bat. And he gives up a walk and then gets ahead of Fletcher 0-2 and gives up a hit. So you couldn't have written a more frustrating start for Luis Severino. 12-pitch walk, head of the count, base hit, 2-1, nobody out. This is going to be a disaster for him. And he very quickly and easily got through it. And I thought that was it. I mean, he was able to get through that first inning with the pitch count not being too crazy, considering he threw 12 to the first batter. Ends up pitching four innings. We mentioned the pitch count's at 67. And, yeah, the Yankees, you know, hit a bunch of home runs, and they kicked the Angels' ass, and they won. Whatever. I think the story mostly was Luis Severino. So I give him a lot of credit because I thought that beginning could have gone a lot differently than the way it turned out.
Yeah. No, hey, look, I mean, certainly could. And tonight's a big night for the Yankees because step one gets finalized tonight as they'll wrap up the division. You would think they'd wrap up the division tonight. I'd be surprised if they don't.
Yeah, they got CC Sabathia on the mound, too.
Yep.
And if he could go five innings, he could get the victory in a division-clinching situation.
Yep, indeed.
The negative news is, because the Yankees just can't win.
Right.
There has to be something. And so the something was that out of nowhere, Jason Zillow says, Dellin Betances, ruptured Achilles. What?
Yeah.
Ruptured Achilles.
The only thing about Betances to me, he wasn't a part of the team all year anyway. You know what I mean? So, it stinks that this is happening, but it wasn't like you just lost a key piece of your team for the entire season because he wasn't there.
No, you didn't lose a key piece. What you lost was a guy that you were thinking could be a nice addition.
Sure.
That's what you were thinking.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like Luis Severino. You know, Severino hasn't been part of the team till last night.
No, he hasn't.
If it came out tomorrow, God forbid, Severino, he's got some injury, he's done. Yeah, you haven't had him all year long, but you just saw him return. You were impressed by him, like I think people were with Dellin a couple of days ago in Toronto, and now, boom, he's gone. So it's really the story of 2019. This season, and I know it'll be defined by what happens in October, whether they win a World Series, losing the LCS, losing the World Series.
Right.
I have no idea.
Right.
And that's how we'll remember 2019. But this season has been about injuries constantly and weird ones.
Yep.
Joe, he ruptured his Achilles hopping off the mound.
And it's unbelievable.
After a strikeout?
He's not playing in the NFL. I get it. I understand what you're saying.
It's
crazy. I mean, look, they've had more guys on the injured list this year than anybody in history of baseball. What is it, 29 guys?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, with the Yankees, basically anybody who's anybody on this team has had some time on the injured list. Significant time
on
the injured list.
And that is why I got to tell you, and I usually think this award is kind of dopey, and usually the award has become biggest overachieving team. We'll give the manager of the year. Aaron Boone's the manager of the year.
I got no issue with that. I got no issue with that.
And think about this. The New York Yankees have had a lot of success over the last 20 years. Would you agree with that?
Well, they had a lot of success in the last, it's been more than that, about 80 years.
We know that. But since 1998, when they won 114 games, no Yankee manager has won Manager of the Year. Meanwhile, they've had a bunch of 100-win seasons. 2009, they were the best team in baseball. And that's because Manager of the Year is really and should be renamed Overachieving Team of the Year.
Yeah, Surprise Team of the Year, Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
Right, type thing.
That's what it's become. Now, in 98, the Yankees were so damn dominant, they said, Joe Torre deserves it. And Torre actually won it in 1996 as well. He split the award.
Right.
This year, Aaron Boone should be manager of the year. I'm sorry. I don't even think it's close.
I'll give you that.
that they've lost everybody, and they, Joe, not only do they lose everybody, they lose everybody multiple times.
Well, like I said,
they get hurt, they come back to get hurt again.
Every significant guy has had significant time on the injury list.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. Everybody.
And here they are, 99-53. Yep. They're obviously going to surpass their win total from last year.
Yep.
We'll see if they.
How many games they got left? 11? 12, 11?
99 plus 53.
99 and 53.
11.
11 games.
No, 10.
10 games.
10 games left.
So they're going to win, let's say, at least, I'll be kind. I'll say at least 107. How's that?
Yeah. Well, I was saying even if they went 5-5 here, because
once
they
clinch. That's
105 wins.
Yeah.
And we'll see if they outlast the Astros.
We just, they got 10 games left. They got 9. They haven't won 100
That's true.
Yet. 99.
So, yeah, so they then
I'm
going to
say 105 is probably right. 106.
Yeah, they're going to win 105, 106.
Right,
I know
right.
that getting home
right.
field advantage would be very nice. And
sure.
the Astros are red hot. They've won 4 in a row.
Right.
Verlander was tremendous last night. But whether they finish with the best record or not, they are 99-53. They've lost everybody to injury at least multiple times. That's the funny thing. Guys get hurt, they come back, they get hurt again. Guys get hurt, they have setbacks, they get hurt again, they come back. It's, they've had everything in the world happen to them, and then 99-53. It's crazy. So Aaron Boone's got to win manager of the year.
Yeah.
Period.
And Brian Cashman should be the executive of the year, because the guys, no matter what happens, because they have that award too, with all the injuries they've had, and the guys, every guy that he has brought in here, who nobody, I mean, guys I never heard of Gio Urshela. I never heard of Mike Tauchman. Every one of these guys has come in. Of course, Tauchman's done for the year now, too. Everybody has done the job. Like, they just haven't missed a beat, no matter who it is that he is. Every guy has gotten it done that he's brought in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this may be the best GM job I've ever seen when you think about that.
And
it's up there.
The crazy thing is, with all of that said, this year will be remembered and defined
only if
by,
they win a championship.
Yeah, it'll be defined by what happens in October.
Of course.
You know, they lose in the first round to Minnesota.
God. That would be a disaster.
Or to Oakland or Tampa or Cleveland.
Right.
It's a nightmare.
Yep.
You're right. Disaster is the right word.
Yep.
And that may not be the fairest thing in the world, because think about this. The Minnesota Twins are 93-58. They've had a pretty damn good year.
Well, Oakland's won 90-something games.
They're at 91.
Even Tampa's going to win over 90.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No matter what, if they play a wild card team, and that would mean they finish with the best record, you're facing a 90-plus win team.
Yeah.
And the Twins have a legitimate shot to win 100 games. They're 93-58.
Yeah.
So if they went 7-4, if my math is correct, they'd win 100 games. And that could be their opponent in the first round, a 100-win team. I think if they lost in the LCS to the Astros, it'd be a big disappointment, but no one would call it a disaster necessarily, because the Astros are very, very good. But if they ever lost in the first round of one of these teams,
oh, God.
Fair or not, unfortunately,
no,
that's
that
what
that wouldn't be good.
That's what we're going to remember 2019 for. But what they've accomplished in this regular season has been, it's been remarkable. And what you hope for now, if you're a Yankee fan, is that this injury to Betances is the last one you got to hear about. You got Stanton potentially coming back tonight. I heard it could have been yesterday. Now it may be tonight. It may be tomorrow. Either way, eventually we're going to see him. Hopefully, this is the last time you hear an injury update that ends with a guy being done for the year. And what happens to Betances' future, by the way?
Mm.
This guy's a free agent at the end of the year.
Is he a free agent after this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the thing about Dellin Betances is he's gotten paid, but he hasn't gotten that big payday quite yet.
Right, right.
And he's not young. He's 31 years old. He'll
Hard
be
to
32
believe.
On opening day
Hard
next year.
Hard to believe he's that old.
It really is. But you know what? He came up 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We forget about that. He had a little bit of a cup of coffee in 2011. So he's been around for a while. And he put together a five-year run from a relief pitcher, from a non-closer for the most part, that's very tough to match. There are very few relievers that have put together the kind of consistency for 5 years that he put together. And consistency overall, because I know he had his moments, Joe, where he was up and down, you can't trust him. But, I mean, over 5 years, looking at the numbers, he was very, very good. And what sucks for him is that, look, he made $7 million this year. No one's going to cry for him, but he didn't get that big payday. He didn't get that big payday that you know he wanted. You remember he was fighting with the Yankees. Randy Levine came out, made those comments after arbitration, basically, you're not a closer. Well, yeah, he wasn't a closer because he was on the Yankees. He didn't need him to be the closer. And I don't think the Yankees owe him anything. I understand this is a business. The Yankees could say, hey, thanks for your time. You're done. They don't have to give him a dime. So I'm not saying they have to give him some kind of, you know, hey, we feel bad for you contract. But I hope that he does get paid somewhere, because the guy's had a very good career. And while, again, $7 million, a great amount of money, I don't think he's going to walk away if he's never the same with the kind of money he deserved in this era for what he accomplished. That's how I'd phrase it for him.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
He will be. He will end if he doesn't get a deal or turn his career around post injury. He'll never get paid what he earned based on what he did between 2014 and 2018.
Yeah. What's he making? What kind of money is he making?
Well, this year he made $7 million. That was the most money he's ever made. I think the year before that he made like four. You know what I mean? So again, good money.
Oh,
no one's crying for him in that regard.
Beyond good, but
I'm just saying overpaid for what he accomplished.
No, I get what you mean. I get what you mean.
Because usually when you get to free agency, look at Anthony Rendon. He's about to become a free agent.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, he's also having a career year at the best time.
But that's the thing, Joe. It's all about timing.
Right. And look at Donaldson, too. He's another guy having a huge year on a walk year.
It's all about timing. Yep.
And the Mets will sign Todd Frazier for another year.
Yeah, exactly.
He had 240 with 21 homers.
He's played well.
He hasn't been terrible. No. But, I mean, he's not in a category of those guys.
No, but it's so all about timing.
Yep.
And here's a guy who just had his free agent year in a year in which he pitched two-thirds of an inning.
Yep.
And that's what he did.
Yep.
Now, what I would do is if I'm the Mets or I'm the Yankees. No. If I'm the Mets, because I think they need him.
They
more
do.
Than the Yankees do.
Yeah. The Mets do need him.
I would definitely be intrigued on a two-year team option kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And because I would take a risk. But
he'd be the closer, too. As far as I'm concerned, he's the closer.
Well, if he came back healthy.
Right. He's the closer.
I mean, because now we're talking about
a
guy.
You can sell him on that. You know what? You're going to be our closer.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Dellin Betances. Yeah, I felt bad when I heard that news.
Yeah,
I feel really bad for him.
You feel bad.
I feel worse for him than the Yankees because I think the Yankees can survive,
well,
like you said. They have
like
Adam all year.
He hasn't been there all year.
But for him, it's a damn shame.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.